Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And this is the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Episode 64. What does it feel like to be successful? I feel pretty successful at the moment because I'm recording this from the treehouse that I finally managed to complete. It was a super project for me because as a DIYer who's not a skilled tradesperson, I was able to make a lot of mistakes, and with a treehouse project it just looks rusty and it looks rustic and it looks like that's the way it was meant to be. So I think I got away with it for the most part, but it was absolutely super project and I actually loved all of it, which was very surprising to myself. And anyone I talked about it with completely got on board and asked me every day how it was going and helped me source stuff. So I got a lot of free pallets. It was mostly made from free materials and reused, recycled, upcycled materials, whatever the buzzword is at the moment. So it was a super project, one that it's like I think everybody in their heart wished that they had a treehouse when they were growing up, and I think that's why everybody kind of got behind this project when I told them that I was doing it. It took me to be an adult to be able to have my own treehouse, but you know, there you go. I feel pretty successful about that at the moment. But what does it feel like to be successful? Success is a very subjective thing, so success means different things to different people. And you know what? People who are successful don't necessarily feel successful. They may temporarily. It's like a temporary emotion, like happiness and sadness. It's impossible to be happy on a high all the time. That's not natural, and it probably shows that there's something else wrong with your character, like extreme narcissism. It's impossible to be happy all the time. It's impossible to have a feeling of success all the time, even if you are successful or a successful person or have done successful things or you have the trappings of success. Guess what? You're still going to have other problems in your life. You're still going to have other burdens, and life is still going to be a struggle. That's exactly how life is engineered and constructed. So it's impossible to feel successful all the time. So I think people think that people who are successful must be on a high or must feel successful or just look around and are, you know, at their possessions, at their expensive possessions, and are reminded all the time of how they are successful. And life isn't really like that. People are a lot more human. They're a lot more like you and me. They think like you as well. Sometimes you're on a high. Sometimes you're happy with yourself and your achievements. Sometimes you're not, and you think that you've underachieved and that you're under succeeding and you need to get back at it. So don't put all your happiness into, don't tell yourself, you know, I'll be happy when I achieve this, or I'll be happy when I have that, because you're giving away your happiness. Plus, your happiness will only be temporarily. When you've achieved it, or when you've attained that possession, your happiness will only be fleeting. Like success, that feeling of success is only fleeting. So you don't want to fall so in love with chasing that feeling of success and happiness based on events and things that you have that you miss the real successful moments in life, the present, being in the present and being around the people that you love and the people that love you, etc., etc. I'm getting all mushy now, but you know exactly what I mean. Don't think that people who are successful are going around and they're a different type of human being to you. They're absolutely not. In the majority of cases, especially the high achievers that I know, they don't even realize they're high achievers, and they would be absolutely embarrassed if you call them that, that they think that they're just on this path of life the same as you and me and everyone else, and they have the same struggles as you and me and everybody else. It just so happens that they also have a fair bit of success in their lives as well, which can make certain aspects of your life a little bit more comfortable. But have a look, step back, look at the bigger picture. If you think the same way you've always thought, then it's going to be hard to reach higher levels of success. Sometimes you have to change your viewpoints and change your mindset in order to continue on your journey to success. And obviously, I wish you as much success as you possibly want in your life. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.